Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, Mr. Thiel?
I'm good, brother. You know, it's been a very like tough start to this year, man. It's been challenging in a lot of ways for me, bro. But it's been good.
I'm good.
Like, I never want to ever say I'm not good, you know, because that's just like you admit that you lose or you admit that you're defeated in some way or the other. So I don't do that, bro.
I don't know. I love having pity parties myself.
I think
every second week I'm feeling sorry for myself.
But sometimes I think what you vocalize, you bring to life. So I try not to be a negative person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you really are pulling out, you're really drawing on big questions today in the Spoken Hustle.
Yeah, bro.
This is a powerful statement, trying to figure out what matters.
Yeah, bro. That's what I feel like I've been doing for like a long time. Like, not a long time.
Dude,
but
you do that every day.
Yeah, but I like, you know, the thing is I realize that I have been doing that every day. But it's also like what I found more challenging to find out, what I found more challenging than finding out what matters is like identifying what doesn't matter. Because like we're faced with so many things in this generation. And I feel like me specifically, and I know if I'm saying me specifically, there's a massive amount of young people that face the same thing, right? And it's like things like different career choices, different, you know, there's different things people are doing. You got all this accessibility to all these things you can create and you can make and you can do your own thing. And then at the same time, you're trying to find what you should study after you study, where you should work, and when you get a job, is it the right place? Is this? You know, so many things go through your mind at, you know, in your 20s. And I think, in a way, I think it's what happens in life. Like, I think that's just generally what happens. But I think that it's a little bit different for our generation because there's a lot more. You know, there's been a lot more. There's been more than there ever was for other generations. The kids now coming up are growing up in this generation. So it's what they used to. We've transcended from from the 90s, which was almost, is a complete polar opposite to what it is today, you know, and it's all happened in 20 years, you know, so it's a crazy transition, and that transition has caused a lot of questions in my mind, and I'm pretty sure in everyone else's, right? So I've been spending my time trying to figure out, like, what is it that matters and what is it that doesn't matter? What is it that I should focus my energy on, and what should I let affect me and what shouldn't I let affect me? And, you know, where do I channel my energy so that I can go in that direction? Because it's like, I feel like my ideas can change every day to some degree. You know, I do a lot of things, you know, I'm busy doing a lot of things. I'm working on a lot of things, trying to get them off the ground. And then I'm working full time. I'm over here and I'm doing all these things, right? But at the same time, I'm trying to think, what is it that I'm doing that really matters in the bigger picture of what I want to achieve, you know? And I'm working through that. So one thing I think we need to look at, and it kind of ties into my next point, right? Is the question of being used and using, right? How do we determine whether we're being used, or are we using what we're doing right now for something to benefit us? And that's how we decide on what matters at the moment we find ourselves in. So I've tried to start looking at this philosophy in a way like this. So I look at my life, I see the different things that I'm doing, right? I ask myself, are these things using me, or am I using them to advance myself, to get to where I want to be, right? If I get to the point where I feel that I cannot use this anymore, I feel that I am being used by it or by them or by her or by him, I will then need to make the decision of that does not matter anymore, because I need to focus that energy that I would do on that onto the things that I feel I am using. Even though it might be using me, I'm also using it to advance into the direction that I want to go in, right? So it's a very difficult thing to do, but I think it's quite vital, because when I look at young people that are achieving, it's the ones who have figured it out quicker. You know, the ones that go, I know what that is. I know what that is. I've seen that. I've done that before. I know what it's about. I'm cutting it off. I'm not looking back over there. I'm going here. You know, the ones that are able to turn quickly and walk down another passage and do it with sort of dedication are the ones who kind of advance at a quicker rate to some degree, you know?
Yeah. And but also in the context of what it is to even advance.
Well, yeah.
I mean, some people make dreadful mistakes. Like Simon Cowell goes and loses everything at the age of 30, moves back in with his parents as his Porsche gets repossessed in front of him. terrible mistakes, kind of gets the raw end of the stick. He's been a part of helping so many different people launch their careers, and he gets completely screwed over. But then that's his narrative. And in the time, he probably thinks, you know, this is really shitty. It's also, so much of it is, what is even success in the first place? Very, what does that even mean? Because a lot of the time is spent chasing. You see, now I'm speaking from a personal perspective, but you yep. spend a lot of time chasing that yep. you actually forget to enjoy the process of the chase, or enjoy the things that come with the chase, or the intricacies of those amazing things that happen in the journey.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You see, Ari, I think my definition of success will be different to yours, and yours will be different
absolutely.
To someone else's. So it's all what you make it, right? Or what you think of it. But even in that context, like there's, you know, if I look at what success means to me, it's more than making money, right? Making money is part of, obviously, what you need sometimes to do all the things you want to do. So it is a goal to make as much money as you possibly can, right? But my definition of success is to feel content with what I have done on earth.
Mm.
And I know that I won't always be chasing, because there's only certain things I want to do on earth, right? And there's only certain things that I want to leave behind. So I'm not going to be, when I reach those, chasing something else and chasing something else. When I reach those ways of being, because it's not necessarily I want to win an award. It's like I want to be this type of person that does these type of things, right? I want to, when I get to that space, I will know in myself that this is where I want to be. You know, and when I reach that is success to me. And I want to then from there help others and try and make new ways for other people and you know, assist and play my part in developing another generation. But until then, I need to make decisions, you know, because you can't spread yourself thin. You can't spread yourself too thin in your life, because you might have, when you're together, you might have a very, very good skill set. And if you focus that skill set, you might become very, very good at something that you love, right? But if you spread yourself too thin, you're spreading that skill set out a little bit much. And where do you ever, does it progress, or are you good enough to do a lot and just stagnate?
No, it's true. It's very true. And such a personal conversation as well. I mean, I was looking at, so I saw that The Weeknd performed at the Oscars. I thought to myself, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, this guy was in London performing at another award ceremony. He's probably recorded loads of stuff in between. He's probably done promo tours and interviews and all sorts of things.
Yep.
So technically one could look at him and say he's probably spreading himself too thin. But I don't even know anymore what the threshold is. I'm past this point of you should work 8 hours of the day. Because to me, I think I'm becoming a lot more goal-driven now and a lot more what is the outcome-driven. And then whatever that outcome takes, like if it's 18 hours of the day, by the way, in my case, it'll never be, because I'm not going to focus for more than two.
Shut.
But it's just it's a lot more outcome driven. It's a tricky one. What is it to spread yourself too thin?
So for me, it's like this. Why I would say The Weeknd is not spread thin is because he is an entertainer.
Yeah.
He is a musician. He is a public figure. So these things that he does, so an interview about himself, is
for his own benefit.
It's him. It's what he does. A music that he writes for people about his experiences. It's what he does. You know, I think if it comes to like let's talk about a Jay-Z. A Jay-Z had to employ people and had to build an empire for him to be successful, because he couldn't do it on his own. He couldn't be a business owner, a rapper.
You can't make the clothes, sell the clothes.
Sell the clothes. Yeah. You know what I'm trying
100%.
To say? And market it himself. And,
100%.
You know, so he had to start somewhere, focus on that, build it, and then know that I want to be a businessman one day. And then he started making vital decisions in order to get there. And when he had the resources to do what he wanted to do, he then built up other people to run the company for him and to give them opportunity, you know? So I think like to get to that type of space, it requires a lot of big decisions, man. And those big decisions are, what matters and what doesn't matter, and how do I identify that, and how do I cut it off, you know, and how in my life do I, and because you know what's the hardest part, bro, and this is the hardest part for me, is always the what ifs, you know, the what ifs are the hardest part. Like for instance, if I had to walk away from something tomorrow because I feel like it's not good enough, I'm the kind of person that goes, but Vaughn, how do you know it's not good enough? Even though it's me thinking it's not, I'll still go question myself and wonder, must I, you know, I get confused and sometimes I don't do anything about it, which is not right. I should do something about when I feel something is not benefiting me anymore, not helping me. So It's the guys that can identify that, stop doing it, and take that same energy and focus it into something that they see is working for them, or they can see they're using to advance themselves, that end up getting to where they want to be quicker, because we're not spread so thin, you know?
It's heavy, bro. It's a heavy conversation to have with oneself, because then you start questioning everything that you're doing.
But you know what the thing is, though, Ari? The thing is, I feel like our generation tend to be those type of people, question everything we do, wonder what we should do, how will we get there, and all those type of things, right? But the amazing thing is that all the time, the answers are inside of you. You know, you do have the answers. It's just about being brave, right? We need to be a little bit braver in our decisions. And I'm talking to myself here. Like, I preach to myself when I come on here, because I need to do this too. I need to be a little bit braver in making certain decisions. And with a hint of selfishness, because at the end of the day, nobody holds your hand to where you want to be. You know, you need to do it yourself. So having the ability to identify what matters, and then having the sort of the courage to act on that is what separates the achievers from the sort of the non-achievers. But I don't want to say non-achievers, because it's all relative.
We're
all in our own race, but you know what I'm saying? It'll get you to where you want to be quicker, I think.
Give me the takeaway line, dude.
For me, it's...
And he leans back. then leans back. He's really thinking about this.
Yeah, because I want to try and summarize what it is I've just spoken about, and how would I make it impactful. I'd say sometimes we search for answers in the world and in other people who are in their own races, when in actual fact they really are just with us. And if we clear our minds enough, and we have enough courage to act upon what we feel when we feel it, I think that's what the difference is between getting to where you want to be and not getting to where you want to be.
Powerful. There you go. That's the Spoken Hustle for a Monday. As we wrap February up on the right note, it's at Vaughn the Poet everywhere.
Yeah, that's for sure, bro. Even Snapchat, hook me up. Bro.
Even Snapchat.
I'm Snapchat. Bro, I'm Snapchatting for real these days.
I can see it. You're Snapchatting, cutting people's hair.
Yeah, bro, I'm a barber in my spare time.
It's levels. Yeah,
it's those things that don't matter. I'm just
trying to... Vaughn, thanks for hanging out, bro.
Easy, brother.
At Sibanye Gold, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. Which is why we have partnered with the Leadership Platform to nurture leaders who are committed to growing our country's economy.
We are proud to say it's an initiative that's already showing glittering results. Sibanye Gold, we are one. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.